As far as Port Dover is concerned, we basically have a form online, and we make note that we're going to Port Dover, and all our members basically sign in and let us know whether they're coming along or not, so we know how many people to bring to the to Port Dover. And then basically we meet at a certain area at a certain time, and we form groups, and we basically ride down to Port Dover in groups, sometimes two or three groups, depending on the size or the amount of people that show up. And then we park and we walk around and we enjoy the show. It's quite a spectacle to see all those bikes down there.
Okay, so as you're heading down tomorrow, what do you what kind of things are you looking forward to? What do you think the event is going to be like tomorrow?
Well, the weather is supposed to be pretty good, so I would imagine that we're going to have quite a show tomorrow. I would guess that there's going to be quite a few people there, kind of like last year. Last year there were quite a few people. I know it's tough to get Fridays off, but the real hardcore biker enthusiasts somehow find a way to make it down there. We get down there, and we see bikes from all around. We see bikes from the U.S. We even see some bikes from Europe sometimes. We see all kinds of custom bikes, all kinds of interesting people. And it's quite the spectacle. You just walk around, and it's wall-to-wall people. You can barely see the buildings for the amount of people that are there. It's quite a spectacle. I don't know if you've ever been down there, but it is quite the spectacle.
Yeah. So tell me, is this something that you have kind of made a tradition of? How long have you and the Southern Cruisers been involved in this event?
Well, I've been with the Cruisers for almost 9 years, and since that time, we've been going down every time the Friday the 13th comes up. So, we've been doing it's kind of like a tradition. There are a lot of new members that have never ridden before. Once they join our club, they see that we go down to Port Dover. They come along with us for the first time, and they're quite in awe as to what they see. We've been doing it for quite some time now. It's basically a tradition for our bike group. We enjoy doing it. It's a lot of fun. It's quite an experience if you've never gone down there.